Thank you, Christos. Re-addict.
Hi, hey, Re.
Hello. This is great tonight, isn't it? But fuck me, those questions are hard. I mean, the thing is, like, I'm, you know, like everyone has said, I'm not going to massively go into my using. You know, I think, just kind of sum it up, I was fucked. You know, I think we all were. My using was to cover everything. Heartbreak, like lack of self-confidence, you know, just anything and everything. And cocaine and vodka became my best friends. And yeah, I mean, it was just that constant like Groundhog Day of waking up every morning, like not wanting a beer, not, you know, not wanting to face the day of, and you know, you're not sleeping, you shudder awake, and you're kind of scrambling for your phone, and you're like, who the fuck have I text now? Or looking to the side of you of who the fuck is next to me. And it was just fucking madness. You know, like I've had like memories come up and I look at it and I think, you know, at the time I was trying to pretend that I had such a fabulous life, and I didn't. Like, I didn't at all. Like, the shit that I was doing, it wasn't normal. Like, it wasn't normal at all. And, you know, I'm trying to justify it by going, oh, you know, I'm a party girl. You know, that's what party girls do. Party girls don't do the shit that I did. You know, they don't fall out of hammocks and down fucking cliffs into lakes. Like, you just, normal people just don't do that. It took me a long time to admit that I was an addict. You know, I went to grammar school. I've got A-levels. Like, you know, I've had high-powered jobs. I'm not, intelligent people aren't addicts. But, you know, unfortunately, addiction doesn't discriminate. And it hits anyone. And I think it was probably a couple of years ago that I realised that I was. But obviously, with that realisation was complete denial, and I just sunk even further into addiction. And it would have been last November when I came to my knees, when I'd passed out and I woke up and my mattress was on fire. And I had to call my dad to come up and help me. And it was four words that he said was, how much longer, Rhiann? And I couldn't answer that question, and it scared the fucking life out of me. And that was when I came into CA. And, you know, I had another go left in me. This time last year, I relapsed. And I can't kind of express, like, what CA has done for me. I mean, the thing is, for anyone that's new, right, I know that a lot of it is intimidating. You know, like, with the praying thing, I remember in the beginning about the praying, and I was just like, I made such a fucking pickle out of it, because I said to someone, oh, you know, how do you pray? On my knees. I was like, I don't pray on my knees. They were like, why don't you pray on your knees? And I was like, well, fuck. You know, if I'm not praying on my knees, I'm not doing it properly. And, you know, I was like, do I pray sitting down on my knees, standing up on my knees? I don't know the step three prayer, so I can't close my eyes. So then I can't be connected to God if I'm not doing that. And I went, fuck it, this is too hard, I'm not praying. And I made such a fucking pickle out of everything that I just, you know, yes, I was clean and sober, but my God, was I in pain in my head. And because I just wouldn't do the things that I was being told to do, you know, like, my sponsor must have been literally banging her head against the wall, because I just kept ringing her about this same situation. And every time she'd be like, have you prayed? Have you meditated? No, of course I haven't, because, you know, that would help me. And then something would happen to me 8 weeks ago, which would give me a massive spiritual experience. And it gave me a realization that, you know, God or higher power, whatever the fuck you want to call it, it doesn't really matter. Just have someone to talk to trust in. Like, the way I saw it, God has now saved my life twice. The first time he saved it was when he brought me into this fellowship. The second time he saved it was 8 weeks ago, you know, when I had a life-threatening infection. And I sat there and I was like, how can I not say that there isn't a higher power? You know, it doesn't matter what you think it is. Just talk to them. But I will close this. I think the most rewarding thing for me has been is working with other women. Like, I, to watch them grow and just watch them come into themselves. Like, it's just the most beautiful thing ever. And I feel so honored that those women asked me to go along for the journey. So to any of them that are on the call, I absolutely love you. And to everyone else who's been a part of my journey this nearly a year, I'm so grateful to all of you. So thank you.